just under a couple of weeks ago, we had been speaking to Mark Murphy, who's advocacy manager for environmental health and tobacco for the Irish Heart Foundation with ASH Ireland. We were getting his views about their plans in the UK that a 14-year-old today would never legally be able to buy a cigarette. And would he like to see similar measures introduced here in Ireland? Well, now it's been announced that the Health Minister, Stephen Donnelly, is going to introduce new laws to prohibit the sale of tobacco products to under 21s. At the moment, if you're 18 and over, you can buy tobacco, but this law would mean that you'd have to be over 21. Mark, thanks for joining us this morning. You must be delighted with the speed of all this.
Yeah, it's well, first of all, thanks for having me again. It's we really welcome this move. It's a really great step forward to protecting more people from the dangers of smoking. We know that 4,500 people still pass away every year, very sadly, from the effects of tobacco. And we know that the younger you start smoking, the younger you start using nicotine in tobacco products or even vapes, the more addictive you'll become. So if we can extend and we can push out the smoking age from 18 to 21, if you can get to 21, research shows that you're almost virtually impossible ever to start smoking. So it's really to take away that peer pressure at that peer pressure age group. And we know from evidence from the USA, where it's been introduced, that bringing in a ban on tobacco to under 21-year-olds, it really reduces the smoking rate among teenagers, but also amongst the 18 to 20-year-olds by up to a third almost as well. So we really welcome this step. But obviously you said the UK is going a bit further, but we think this is a great first step because we have seen a stall in our decline in smoking. So we think this is a really, really positive step forward for our for public health for Ireland.
And Mark, I just have to interrupt you there for a moment. We have a notice in from Gardaí in Killarney, the Lawler's Cross diversion. There's a diversion in place in Lawler's Cross. It's in place following this morning's collision on the Tralee Killarney Road. It will remain in place until at least after this afternoon. And Lawler's Cross is a main artery into Killarney, and it's on the Tralee Killarney Road. So there are diversions in place, and as a result of a crash, I hope it's not too serious, the crash that took place there this morning, and diversions will remain in place until at least this afternoon. That's a diversion at Lawler's Cross. Thank you for your patience, Mark. We're speaking to Mark Murphy, advocacy manager, and on the issues of environmental health and tobacco with the Irish Heart Foundation, who's been giving his reaction to government's plans to raise the legal age for buying tobacco from 18 to 21. Mark, as well, there are also plans to make it harder to buy disposable vapes. What's going on there?
Yeah, so the government has plans to bring in a ban on disposable vapes. We know from other countries, other EU member state countries have expressed similar interest. Belgium and France have also notified the European Commission that they want to ban disposable vapes. And we know that the European Commission has granted Belgium the green light to do so. And we believe Ireland will be doing the same thing as well. Because we know if you walk among any high street, whether it's up here in Dublin or in Kerry or any high street around Ireland or any small village, you'll see kids using disposable vapes. You'll see vape shops everywhere. And disposable vapes have no place in our society. They are a scourge on the environment. They are littered everywhere. They are bad for young people's health.
Are bad for people's health? Well, absolutely?
Obviously we know that vapes are safer than tobacco. But that's only because tobacco smoking is just so bad for your health. We know vapes are safer than smoking, but we know that vapes are not harm-free. For example, most vapes contain nicotine, and nicotine, especially if you're a young person, actually affects the development of your brain if you're using nicotine, and it's an extremely harmful substance, and it's a very addictive substance. And we know from other research that vaping can lead to a gateway effect to tobacco, but also vaping does have impact on your respiratory health and on your cardiovascular health. The problem is that vaping is still quite relatively new, so we don't know what the long-term effects are of vaping, but we do know that there are short-term health effects. But so there's both health effects for young people, and there's also huge environmental impacts from them. So we think we think disposal vapes should be banned. We think vapes can help long-term adult smokers to quit, but disposal vapes are out there just to target, just to attract young people with their fruity flavours and their bright packaging. So they really should be banned because they are having a scourge in our society.
Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We've been speaking to Mark Murphy, who's Advocacy Manager for Environmental Health and Tobacco with the Irish Heart Foundation, who's welcoming the plans for new laws to raise the legal age for buying tobacco from 18 to 21. As well as further legislation to make it harder to buy disposable vapes.